Welcome in. Today we're building a beginner-friendly DJ tool in Ableton Live 12 for drum and bass. The Midnight Amen Raga Cut Modulator. The goal is simple and super fun. You load up a raga vocal, slice it into playable chops, and then you use macro controls to turn those chops into gated rolls, stutters, dark filter moves, dubby delay throws, and that classic pull-up pitch dip moment. The idea is, one MIDI note gives you an instant raga stab, and your macros turn it into performance energy. Set this up once, and you can use it in basically any 170 to 175 BPM set, either live in session view or recorded into arrangement. Alright, let's set the room. Step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Then bring in any basic beat just so you've got context. A simple drum rock with kick and snare, or even a break loop, is fine. Keep it simple. This whole thing is a DJ tool, so you want it playable fast, not a full production session. And a workflow tip. Start in session view, because you can actually play the rack like an instrument. Then once it feels good, record your performance into arrangement. Now step 1. Load a raga vocal into simpler, in slice mode. Create a MIDI track. Drop your raga vocal phrase straight onto that MIDI track. Live will create a simpler for you automatically. Open simpler, and set the mode to slice. For slice by, choose transient. That's usually the fastest way to get a decent first pass. Now here's a teacher move that will save you later. Slice hygiene. Zoom in. Go slice by slice and make sure each slice starts exactly on the consonant or transient. The P and pull, the S and selecta, those sharp little edges. If your slice starts late, it will always feel mushy when we start chopping with the gate, no matter how good your macros are. If your sample timing is drifting at all, enable warp so the timing stays stable. Then set simpler's playback behavior so each MIDI note triggers cleanly, and set voices to 1. Monophonic cuts feel tighter and more DJ stab instead of a pileup of overlapping vocals. One more practical thing, if you hear clicks later when we do fast chopping, come back here and add a tiny fade in simpler. Just a few milliseconds, you'll keep it sharp, but the clicks disappear. Cool. Step 2. Make it playable with a simple MIDI clip. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on this track. Drop a few notes on different keys, like C1, D1, E1, just to trigger different slices. Start sparse. Put one hit on beat 2, because that's your snare. Another hit on beat 4. Then add one or two syncopated hits, like an offbeat just before the snare. In drum and bass, this is a big deal. Raga cuts are spice, not the whole meal. If it's constant, your ear gets tired and your snare loses impact. So we're building control and contrast. Now step 3. Build the cut modulator. This is where it starts feeling like jungle edits. We're going to use auto pan as a rhythmic gate. Classic trick. After simpler, add auto pan. Set amount to 100%. Set phase to 0 degrees so it's a hard on off feel. Set the shape pretty close to square. And turn sync on, so the rate locks to tempo. Start with 1/8. What this is doing is basically chopping the volume in rhythmic chunks. At 174 BPM. 1/8 gives you that fast but still musical gate. And when we go to 1/16, that's your stutter roll. If the gating feels like it's fighting your groove, don't force it. A huge trick in jungle and DNB swing is to try dotted or triplet divisions. So later, you might set your slow end of the macro to 1/8 dotted or 1/8 triplet instead of 1/4. Those subdivisions often sit better against swung breaks. Step 4. Group everything into a rack and map your macros. Select simpler and auto pan, then group them with Control G or CMDG. Now you've got an instrument rack, and that's your performance container. We're going to add a few more devices, then map everything to the 8 macros in a way that stays usable. Beginners often map full ranges and then one tiny movement destroys the sound. We're not doing that. We're mapping DJ safe ranges. Here's the chain we're building. After auto pan, add an auto filter. Then add echo, then reverb, then saturator, and at the end, add utility for gain staging and safety. Now let's map macros in a clean performance layout. Macro 1. Cut rate. Map that to auto pan rate. Set the macro range so it stays musical, like 1/16 on the fast side and 1/4 on the slow side. Or, if you want more jungle swing, do 1/16 to 1/8 dotted. Macro 2. CUT depth. Map to auto pan amount, from 0 to 100%. This is basically your how chopped is it knob. Macro 3. CUT shape. Map to auto pan shape. Keep the range somewhere from about halfway to full square. Rounded shapes sound more like tremolo, Square sounds like hard edits. You want both, but not so extreme that it feels broken. Macro 4. Filter. Map to auto filter frequency. Set auto filter to a low pass. LP24 is a good start, maybe a touch of drive. Then map the frequency from around 200 Hz up to maybe 10 kHz. That gives you midnight darkness without disappearing completely into sub-mud or harsh top end. Macro 5. Dub delay. Map echo dry slash wet. Keep the echo synced, like 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback in the 20 to 45% zone is plenty. Map the macro so you can add delay, but not instantly blow up into endless repeats. Macro 6. Reverb throw. Map reverb dry slash wet. Set your reverb decay around 2 to 5 seconds, and do a low cut around 300 Hz, high cut around 8 kHz. That keeps the reverb dark and stops it from trashing your low end. Macro 7. Grime. Map saturator drive from 0 to about 8 dB. Keep an eye on levels here. You can also turn on soft clip and saturator for safety, because performance racks love to spike when you get excited. Macro 8. Pitch dip. Map simpler transpose from 0 down to about minus 12 semitones. This is your pull-up style dip. You don't have to live at minus 12. Even minus 5 to minus 7 can feel really effective without sounding like the vocal fell down a staircase. Now, add that utility at the end. And I want you to treat this like a real DJ mixer. Don't ignore gain staging. If your rack gets louder as you add grime, echo, and reverb, use utility to trim output. The best DJ tools keep their loudness consistent even when the vibe changes. And here's an extra pro safety move. Make one panic control. You can either map a macro to utility gain so you can quickly pull down the rack, or create a safe dry macro behavior, where it basically pulls the wet effects down and opens the filter. The point is, one control that gets you back to a stable sound instantly if you go too wet or too dark mid-performance. Now step 5, add midnight movement using Live 12 LFO. Add an LFO device. Click map, and map it to something like the auto filter frequency, or if you want more rhythmic evolution, map it to the auto pan rate. For a starter setup, keep it synced. Rate at 1/4 or 1/2. Usign for smooth movement. Or try random if you want controlled chaos, but keep the amount small. You want motion, not destruction. Indeed NB, a great vibe is, keep the cuts rhythmically stable, and let the filter slowly drift to create that moody rolling feeling. That's the midnight part of midnight, amen. Step 6, turn it into a DJ tool with scenes and performance states. In session view, make a few clips or scenes that represent different intensities. Think of them like presets you can jump between. Scene 1. Straight cut. Keep CUT depth low, like 0 to 20%. Filter open. Effects mostly dry. This is your default in the mix state. Scene 2. Amen stutter. CUT rate at 1/16. CUT depth high, like 80 to 100. CUT shape more square. Add a little echo, maybe 10 to 20%. This is a quick fill, not a permanent mode. Scene 3. Midnight throw. CUT depth medium. Filter darker, like around 800 Hz to 2 kHz. Echo up around 25 to 40. Reverb maybe 15 to 30. This is what you do at the end of a phrase. Then you come back to dry on the next downbeat. Scene 4. Pull up drop. Pitch dip goes down. Reverb goes up. Filter closes a bit. Then you snap back to clean. If you're doing this live, you want it to be repeatable. And that leads to a Live 12 feature that's perfect for beginners. Macro variations. Instead of trying to hit exact macro positions with your mouse or controller every time, store macro variations like clean, stutter, throw, and pull up. Then you can recall them instantly, and it's way more DJ safe. You can also automate macros per clip using clip envelopes. Open the MIDI clip, go to envelopes, choose the rack, choose the macro, and draw the movement. That's great for repeatable routines. Step 7. Arrangement ideas so it sounds like real DNB and not random button mashing. Use 8-bar thinking. Bars 1 through 6, keep it mostly dry, minimal cuts. Bar 7, one short answer stab. Bar 8, the feature move, either the stutter roll or the throw. Then reset to clean on the next downbeat. A few placements that almost always work. Put a raga cut on beats 2 and 4 sometimes, but not every bar. Put one hype vocal at the end of bar 8, right before a drop. In the last bar before the drop, increase CUT rate from 1/8 toward 1/16. Then slam it dry exactly on the drop. That contrast reads massive. Also watch for snare clashes. If your raga stab always lands exactly on the snare transient, it can weaken the snare. Try moving it slightly earlier, or alternating so it answers the snare instead of sitting on top of it. Now quick common mistakes, so you can dodge them immediately. If CUT depth is at 100 all the time, it stops being special. Use it as a moment. If your macro ranges are too wide, it becomes unusable. Narrow them. If your echo and reverb wash out the mix, high pass the wet signal. You can even put an EQ after echo and reverb and cut lows harder, up to 500 Hz if you need it. And don't skip output safety. A limiter at the very end can protect your ears and speakers. Keep it doing minimal work. It's a seatbelt, not a loudness tool. Optional upgrades if you want to go a bit further, still in a beginner-friendly way. You can make a parallel shadow FX chain inside the rack. One chain is dry, the other chain has echo, reverb, saturation. Then map one macro to blend in the FX chain. That gives you cleaner throws, because your core vocal stays present while the space blooms around it. Another fun one is a two-gate approach, two auto pans in series. One is your main musical gate. The second is a glitch gate that you keep off most of the time, and only bring in for a quick flash of chaos. And if you want the rack to react to your playing, Lev 12 envelope follower is amazing. Map it to auto pan amount or filter frequency, so louder hits create deeper cuts or brighter tone. That makes the tool feel alive. Now a quick 10 to 15 minute practice exercise to lock this in. Pick one rag a phrase. Slice it into at least 8 slices. Make a 2 bar MIDI clip. Bar 1. 2 or 3 sparse hits. Bar 2. 1 stutter moment in the last half bar. Then perform macro moves and record them. Start dry. Build CUT rate from 1/8 toward 1/16. Add a quick echo throw on the last hit. Filter down to dark right before you return to dry. Your goal is a repeatable DJ fill you can drop into any rolling tune.